The Thirsty Crow. Necessity is the mother of invention.
It was a bright, hot day in the middle of the summer. A crow had been flying around in search of water all morning. It was so hot that all the ponds that he usually went to had dried up. There seemed to be no water anywhere near his home, so the crow decided to fly in a new direction.
The crow had been flying for quite some time, and he was very thirsty. "I need to find water soon, or I won't be able to fly anymore," he thought. Suddenly, he saw trees with deep green leaves in a beautiful garden. The garden was lively and full of color. "There must be water here for all these lovely plants to grow," the crow thought. He flew lower and eagerly searched for a drink, until he finally spotted a water pitcher in the corner. He was delighted.
The crow swooped down to the pitcher, hoping that it would not be empty. He was in luck. There was water in it. He stood on its rim and quickly reached inside with his beak to drink, but found that he could not get any water. The crow looked inside again and realized that the pitcher was too deep for him to reach the water with his beak. The crow kept trying. He hopped to every side of the pitcher and tried every angle. He tried again and again, but he just could not reach the water.
The crow felt defeated and started to worry. "If I don't get water soon, I'll die of thirst," he cawed loudly. "I must do something fast." Although he was exhausted, the crow did not give up. He tried to push the pitcher over so he could drink the water as it flowed out. But no matter how hard he tried, the pitcher was too heavy for him. With his little strength, he could not even make it budge.
When the crow was feeling most desperate, he suddenly noticed some pebbles lying around the garden. He had a brilliant idea. He began to pick the pebbles up with his beak, one after another, and drop them into the pitcher. With the splash of each pebble, the water level slowly rose. Soon, the water level was high enough for the crow to take a drink. He bent over the pitcher and drank happily until he was no longer thirsty.
Finally, after all his hard work, the crow was able to satisfy his thirst and save his own life. He was very glad that he did not give up when things had got tough.